tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends. That you can mend a heart that's frail.
Trying and trying, but nothing is ever enough. Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I've had a cold this week, and so I probably sound a little funny. And I've had laryngitis this week. And my granddaughters were spending part of the week with me, and they said that I sound like a mouse, and I probably do. And so, but I'm feeling much better today, although my voice is a little bit shaky. And I've got the cough drop in my mouth, and so let's do it. Let's see how it goes. I'll do my very best. Shaziz may have to bring us up out of this at the tail end. So, welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this week. I hope each and every one of you have had a blessed week. God works in all of our lives. And no matter what is going on, I know that if you stop and think, then no matter what's going on in your life, I know that you can find something that God has blessed you with this week. Let's focus on the positive. It's a choice that we make. We can wake up each morning choosing to believe all things negative about our life, or we can wake up and choose that today we are going to be purposeful about thinking positive things over our life this day. It's a choice, and it's only ours to make. Today, we're going to be talking about finding balance in our lives. But before we begin, let us begin in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you have created us with a purpose and a plan. We know that it is your desire that we too have a life filled with joy, purpose, and victory. Please help us today to fulfill the destiny that you have planned for our life. We know that in order to do this, we must live a life obedient to your word, a life of balance, with our priorities in the proper place and our heart focused on you. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us attain that balance in all areas of our life. Examine our heart and show us those places that need work. Help us to focus on the things that are important and keep us from getting distracted by the things that would steal our time and attention. Protect us from those things that try to keep us from reaching our goals and achieving dreams that you have placed into our heart. Dear Heavenly Father, most of all, remind us daily that you have called us to be fruitful, not just busy. Give us the wisdom and strength to produce your abundance, that which is most important and constructive in our life, in the lives of those around us. Thank you for your constant presence. Please anoint this vessel. May the words that come out of my mouth be a message sent from you. I pray that through this message, every one of us will draw closer to you, having a better understanding. We thank you for the answered prayers, for what you are about to do in each of our lives. And Lord, please be with my voice today. Keep it strong. I am struggling. Keep it strong, Lord. In your holy Son's name, Jesus Christ, and all of God's people said, Amen. Folks, I kind of half expected that this might happen today, that I might lose my voice. And so I prepared a script in advance. And so if I only get halfway through this, Shaziz is going to have to continue with the script, okay? But I'm going to do my very best. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's begin. We will be talking about finding balance in our life. First of all, what does keeping balance mean? Is there a one-size-fits-all definition? It seems that the only certainty in life is God. God created us. He knows all. He sees all. He is everywhere all at the same time. He cannot lie, or you cannot lie to him. You cannot fool him. He has given us the blueprint in the Bible of how and how not to do things. In the Bible, you see the different books written. You see the successes and the failures, the ups and the downs, the heroes and the heathens. In Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, the Bible says, For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Well, that just about covers every area of our lives, folks. All of us need to learn how to balance our lives. We won't live a healthy life if we don't. In Ephesians 5:15-17, the Bible says, Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Friends, we live in a sinful world, and many are living a life of sin. And since time is so short, we must make full use of everything that our Heavenly Father has given us in the full use of our time. It's only after we understand God's will that we can carry it out in our lives. Wake up. Quit walking in your sleep. Open your eyes. Make the most of the day that God has given you. It is sad to see people drift through life like they are sleepwalking. They never make the most of the opportunities that God has given them and to serve them. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard, that so you may not be carried away. In other words, this means, don't allow evil people to lead you down the wrong path and make you lose your balance. In Proverbs 13:20, the Bible says, he who walks with the wise will grow wiser, but a companion of fools suffers harm. We are to seek the kingdom above all else. If you want a balanced life, then spend more time with God and ask Him to help balance your life for you. God knows what your needs are, and He will give us all these good things as He sees fit, on His time schedule, not on ours. True balance starts in your heart, and most of you are going through trials right now that you will not share with others, but God knows your heart. And He is telling you to let go of the world and start living for Him. Folks, I am so sorry, but I am having to almost scream to get this message out. I'm going to turn this message over to Ty for a moment, and I'm going to try to get back on with you. I'm just going to give my voice a little bit of a break for a moment. Like I said, I've got this script here. And so I'm going to give my voice a little bit of a break because I can hear myself going downhill as we speak. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to him for a minute.
Alrighty then. Yeah. He is telling you to let go of the world and to start living for Him. Have you experienced the need for balance in your life? Does it seem impossible to reach? Do you question if it is even possible to achieve? As we draw closer to embarking on another year, we need to start thinking about our resolutions and new goals. We need to keep balance at the foremost of our mind. And that takes humility and wisdom. We also need grace to climb the mountains in our life. Life is challenging. Many mountains loom over us, and we can't imagine how we will make it. What is your mountain today? It is raising grandchildren, navigating an illness, a job loss, deadlines, debt, and demanding boss, co-workers are not being kind to you, a troubled marriage or something other troubled relationship, troubled teenagers, finances. For each of us, the mountain is different. Perhaps your mountain is loneliness or grief, a lack of confidence and self-esteem. We cannot ignore the fact that our minds, body, and soul are all connected. The way that we care for each other in these areas, each of these areas in our life, will affect the other too. We often have multiple things coming at us from all different directions, a different time, a different intensities. God is very aware of what you are going through. He does help us through these things, but He also wants to see how we prioritize and how we will handle certain circumstances, whether we will use the godly scales of justice or choose to use our human scales. God's way must be our priority. There is a time to do most things, but they must always be done by God's standards and not the world's. While God wants for us to prosper and succeed, while He wants us to provide for our families, have good, solid, healthy relationships, be successful in our finances, etc. A workaholic and failing as a mate or a parent is not being balanced. There is a time to have fun, but not at the expense of your responsibilities. But not when it affects more important personal, family, or spiritual needs. Philippians 2:3-4. Let nothing be through selfishness, ambition of conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem. Where am I?
Others that better than themselves. Let each of us look out not only for our own interests, but for the interests of others. Consider intimate relationships. God oftentimes places two different, very different people together who look at life from different perspectives. expecting them to work together toward living harmoniously together. From the world's success or failure rate, many couples do not find this balance that it takes to make it work. Frequently, harmony is lacking. Mental and emotional stability just does not exist, even marriage of God's people. When this is the case, something or somebody is out of kilter, throwing matters into total chaos and disharmony. Affecting that relationship in some very unhealthy ways. Intimate relationships are meant for a man and a woman, each on the other side of the scale. They are meant to balance each other, but be able to be balanced when they stand alone too. We have all heard it said, we must live in the world without becoming part of the world. This is a real tightrope for us because we naturally want to feel as if we belong. If we want to be loved, we want to fit in, and we don't want to be different. It requires us to be disciplined. It requires us to be balanced in our lives. None of us are the same. We have different backgrounds, education, and experiences. But God can overcome all of those obstacles if we allow Him to do so in our lives. Balance is putting into action those things that are God-centered and refusing to do those that are selfish or unhelpful, unproductive. How do we balance the good, the bad, and the ugly in our lives? Seek God in all matters. Do not rest upon your own understanding. Get away from the people who are toxic to your well-being. If something doesn't give you peace, get rid of it. It is not something God has willed for your life. Sometimes that can be very hard to do, but you can waste a lot of time, energy, joy, happiness, and peace by holding on to toxic people or things. Folks, if it gets too hard for you guys to understand me, please put in there in the message box that you can't hear me, and I'll switch it back over to Shaziz. 1 Corinthians 14:33 states, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. God wants us to live balanced lives. The entire world is based upon the principle of balance. The world of nature is perfectly balanced. The earth is tilted at just the right angle so that we will not burn up or being too far away, too close to the sun, or a few miles further from the sun and freeze to death. In nature, ecologists study the ecosystems where the food chain and the checks and balances in nature take care of each other. In your body, doctors say that when you are sick, your body is not balanced. Health comes when your body is restored back to balance. Health comes when your body is restored back to balance. I'm sorry. All things through our life, in everything we try to juggle, it all focuses toward equilibrium, the principle of balance. God wants for each of our personal lives to be balanced. Imbalance is a disease that has many different symptoms. The root cause is always the same. You can become imbalanced by any number of things, such as lack of sleep, eating habits, work, play, relationships, finances, illnesses, etc. Quite literally, anything can imbalance us. You can be imbalanced in the way that you use your time, or your hobbies, or anything. The problem for most of us is that we tend to work on our public lives and let our private lives slide in the opposite direction. We work on how we look and how we smile and how we talk, and yet people don't see our private lives. People's lives are like poor photographs, overexposed and underdeveloped. Everybody sees us and knows us, and we have contacts with a whole lot of people, but our private lives are underdeveloped. here are some problems that can come up from our personal life not being balanced, and what happens to us when that happens. Frustration. For a moment, I want you to picture a juggler trying to balance 9 plates. One by one, he adds another and another. And by the time he gets to adding plate number 9, number 1 is starting to fall. Then the juggler will run over here real quick, and he'll try to get this one. And then he'll run over here in a different direction real quick, because then another one is trying to fall. Most of us live our lives like this. They go from this to that. They work on this area of their life for a little bit, and then they stop. And then they work on that area of their life for a little bit, and then another, and then another. It's frustrating, because just about the time you get one thing stabilized, something else begins to fall. Frustration is the result of an imbalanced life. I'm going to let Shaziz take over one more time, folks. Boy, this is going to be a mixed mash mess.
Fatigue. You get tired when your life is out of balance. Has anyone ever bought a new car or a new set of tires? Well, anyone who has bought a new set of tires knows that you have to balance them once they are put on. If you don't, you will have a bumpy ride. The car doesn't handle too well, and before you know it, you have a flat tire. This is what happens in our own personal lives. If you get an imbalanced tire, it is bound to one day get rubbed too much in the wrong place, and you'll have a blowout, or in human cases, burnout. When your life is out of balance, you get tired much quicker. Now I am going to talk about 5 areas of your personal life that need to be kept in balance. If not, this affects everything. We need to have mental balance in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove you are good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, don't let the world squeeze you in its mold. What you think about affects your life, and all of us need mental balance. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so it shall be. So how do you get balance for your mental life? You balance it by screening the things that come into your mind. You don't just allow any old thought to come into mind. You make yourself aware of what is coming into your mind, and you choose not to let happen. Freedom comes from having the right kinds of thoughts, true thoughts, mental balance. Number 2, we need to have physical balance. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20, the Bible says, What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in spirit, which are God's. We need physical balance. When we don't take good care of ourselves, it affects everything. You have to ask yourself, am I constantly complaining about being tired? I'm so tired. I'm sick of being sick and tired. There is a way out. Physical balance. Get your life in shape. Get it all together. It's never too late to change some of your life style habits. Exercise, take more time out for you. We need to have spiritual balance. That is in your personal life. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to have emotional balance. Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. These nine qualities are the qualities of emotional stability. When you are emotionally balanced, you are not blown away by a crisis. Are you an emotionally balanced person? Do you have tendencies to worry constantly? Are you a moody person? Do you let your moods go up and down? Are you mastered by your moods rather than managing your moods? Do you get depressed? I believe that emotional balance is a combination of confidence and contentment. We need social balance. This means your relationships. You can have everything right in your life, but if your relationship is lousy, then life just plain stinks. Life is tough, but you need to find social balance in your life, work on those relationships, and in some cases, if you have tried and tried, then you need the wisdom that comes with knowing when enough is enough. Sometimes people can drag you down into their abyss so far until you can literally lose yourself. One day you wake up and wonder how you got where you are, how you could have wasted so much time and energy. How could you have been so blind? Toxic relationships are poison to our soul. I pray that God would give you insight and wisdom to know when to walk away. If this is you, we can still love those people and pray for them, but doesn't mean we have to keep them in our continual circle. I'm trying to change the page. Alright, so this seems like a good place to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for the second half of today's message. Songs in Christ Alone by Stuart Townend. It's Your Life by Franzia Ballistia. I don't know.
Bursting forth in glorious day, up from
Welcome back, and thank you folks for being so patient. Thank you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. And what a coincidence, we're talking about balance today. And so Shaziz and I are teeter-tottering back and forth today. He's really putting in the time, so give him a hand here on the chat there and tell him what a good job he's doing. And folks, I'm gonna jump back into the show here just a little bit later, but he's gonna continue for just a few moments and let me let my voice take a break for just a second. So take it over.
From there. Okay, sorry about that. If you are just tuning in, today's message is about finding balance in your life. I'm going to just jump right back in where I left off at. But if you weren't here for the first half, then wait a few hours after the message is done and go to find my podcast from today. As always, share. Friends, I want to start out by saying take inventory of your life. Look at your life. Ask yourself, where am I in balance? Where am I out of balance? Really and truly take a long, hard look at yourself and evaluate your life. Have a spiritual, social, mental, physical, and emotional checkup with yourself. Proverbs says it is wise to examine ourselves. How do you come to the end of your life without saying, if only? Do it by stopping in the middle of your life and asking yourself these hard questions that I just mentioned. Ask yourself, what is missing? Just like the prodigal son that went out and spent every last bit of his inheritance and had a good time with it, women and song, but he ends up running out of his inheritance money and is forced to live in a pigsty eating pig food. In Luke 15:17, there is a turning point in his life. He says to himself, what am I doing here? I'm going home. Have you done that? Have you come to your senses? Have you ever asked yourself, what am I doing here? Have you ever said to yourself, I am not going to waste another precious moment of my life. I'm going to make this life count. I'm going to get my life in balance. Right now, this is the season in your life to get physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and socially balanced. This coming week, I challenge with this assignment. Ask yourself if you are mentally balanced. Are you sharper than you were 5 years ago? Why not? What am I going to do about it? How about physical balance? I am always complaining of lack of energy. I am constantly fatigued. Do I pay attention to what I eat or how I exercise? Do I just totally disregard what my body is trying to tell me? What am I going to do about it? Why is this happening? Am I a workaholic? Do I take time off for physical restoration? How about spiritual balance? Do I take this time to pray, or do I usually use that as a last resort? Do I take time for God? Do I trust Him? Do I really know Him? Emotional? Do I worry a lot? And am I moody? Do I lose my temper at the slightest thing? Am I irritable? Do I get depressed easily? Social balance, who can I count on as a genuine friend? Who can count on me? Encourage you to ask someone you know you can count on and see what they see in you. The fact is that we all have a blind spot. We think we are in balance. We all think we are in balance, but others may beg to differ with what you think about. Write down a plan of action. We plan out every other area of our lives except our personal life. Balance does not come by accident. You have really got to work at it. You have to be serious about getting completely mind, body, and soul balanced. It does not come automatic to any of us. Don't be foolish with your time. And am I making the most of every opportunity? Schedule your priorities, write down your plan of action, and stick to it. Don't give in to the lies of the devil. Send him packing. One of the things that makes that make balance in your life is our habits. We are creatures of habit. We need to break the bad habits, start new good habits, refuse anything that is toxic in your life. Toxicity will poison you. It doesn't hurt the other person, but it slowly kills you. If your life is falling apart, it is because Jesus Christ is not at the center of your life to hold it all together, but He can miraculously put it all back together. He is the promise keeper and the way. Maker, waymaker. Remember that always. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation He will also provide you a way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. In Philippians, we are reminded that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In 3 John 1:2, beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be good health as it goes well with your soul. The Lord cares for every one of us and everything we are going through. He wants us to help, so let Him. Let Him into your life. Accept His precious gift of life. Salvation. Let the Holy Ghost come and reside in your heart. It truly does make a difference in your life.
Friends, for years I struggled internally to find balance in my own life. I cannot say to this day that every area of my life is balanced, but I can honestly tell you that it is way more balanced now than it ever has been. It didn't seem to matter what I did or how I did it. I simply could not find balance. The sad part is that deep down I really knew what I should have been doing, but I just wanted so desperately to do it my own way that I just failed. It was an epic fail, folks. I was much younger. I appeared to have the bull by the horns. I was married, had 3 custom homes built by the time I was 30. I had a child, a career that I absolutely loved, a family. Success was sweet. I worked long and hard, and I was enjoying the fruits of my labor. I was a supervisor in a prominent company. I was a very, very busy person, and I was very business savvy. To all outward appearances, I was living the American dream. I relished that appearance, that superficial image of glamorous prosperity. As a child, I live a life lacking in the money department, so as a young child and through the high school, I knew I wasn't going to live like that when I graduated high school. Things were going to be different in many ways for my family. That's what I said to myself. I was proud of my achievements. I had accomplished so much in the 12 or more years since I had graduated high school. I was conquering every goal and still rising to the top with each new goal I made for myself. I felt unstoppable. But underneath the exterior veneer of confidence and success, I was constantly a nervous wreck, plagued by spontaneous, unpredictable panic attacks. I still take medicine for anxiety to this day. I was constantly working to keep things going each week, to stay ahead of the finances, the house cleaning, making sure that my daughter Kara had the childhood that I did not, making sure I was a very hands-on mom. We have made many beautiful memories over the years, and I know that we are not done yet, and I love her so much, much more than life itself. I wouldn't change a thing about the special times that we have shared throughout her entire life. They have honestly been some of the most cherished and precious moments. My mind constantly ran numbers and deals back in the days. How much did I owe? What could I afford? How much did I have? How was I going to get the bills paid each month? What if my vehicle breaks down? Living one paycheck to the next because I thought I had to keep up with a lifestyle that I had created in my own mind. I lived in constant fear that my financial cards were going to come crashing down any day. I went to bed every night worrying, and I woke up each morning worrying about money, about whether I had enough time in the day to get everything on my checklist checked off. I am a big checklist checker, folks, and I was chronically obsessed over getting everything on my list checked off before I went to bed, oftentimes staying up until the wee hours of the morning to finish that list that would have killed a normal person from the massive amounts of things that I put on it in my 20s and 30s. Thank God I've grown up and gained some wisdom, because I don't do that quite as bad as I used to. But my family would go places, but it was so hard for me to enjoy because I was always distracted. I was trying to prepare for anything that could go wrong. I constantly felt the burden of managing the multiple things that I had placed upon myself. I had become obsessed with successes, reaching goals, getting newer and better, cleaning house. I was a huge mess, folks. My whole body was out of balance. I drove myself crazy and everyone else around me. If there wasn't something to worry about, I swear I would make something up. I really did. I mean, can any of you out there relate to that? That was how bad it was. My anxiety back in those days was through the roof, like over the top, just so crazy. Since there is a long history of heart attacks and strokes and heart disease, diabetes, etc. in my family, I am truly surprised that I didn't give myself a heart attack back in those days, because my heart just felt like it was going to race right out of my chest sometimes. The only reason I'm here today is because God saved my life. Because of the stress that permeated my life and my personality, I was living in constant conflict with myself and with others. I had a very short temper, and I was very easily angered. When it was all said and done, the hardest hits in my life came to my marriage, my career, pretty much everything. I truly hit rock bottom, and I won't elaborate as to how low I sunk or why. I was in a deep depression. I lost everything but my daughter. I didn't like what I was seeing in myself, what I had become. I was miserable. Something had to change radically, and soon. I just didn't know what to do about it, or how to do it. Things got so bad that I lost the marriage and got connected up with someone who physically abused me. And I stayed with him because I thought the things that I had done, that I deserved to be punished. I went to work every day, once I was able to find work again, with bruises all over me, head to toe, in plain view. I was then in customer service, and there was no way of hiding the bruises. I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior in 1995, and the more I saw how far away from Jesus I was, the more I read the Bible. I became thirsty for God. There was only one way up, because I couldn't sink any lower than I was at that moment. I started to see that I wasn't trusting the Lord. I had been trusting in myself all those years prior to salvation. At that point in my life, I knew that I desperately needed to help. I needed help in every area of my life. I kept how I felt to myself, thinking no one could possibly understand all the things that had happened to me or how I found myself to be in such a mess in the first place. I was always better than that. I was raised better than that. I was always independent, and I took care of myself. But I found out that I actually had done a really poor job of taking care of myself. I needed the Lord in my life, and I still need the Lord in my life today. And now, because I wasn't going to survive everything in my life if some big changes didn't come around and fast. While going through all of this, the only thing that kept me alive and continue going forward when everything in me screamed, "Just give up. You're done. You can't come back from all of this. I'm so tired, I can't do it anymore," was my one thing that kept me going was my daughter Kara. God and Kara. That is why I'm alive today. My child meant more than anything to me, and I was not going to let her down. What kind of example would I be to her if I gave up after preaching to her whole life? We are not quitters. We do not give up. We always try. Even if we failed, we tried. There was no, I can't. It was always, I will try. And if you ask her today, she will tell you, I did not ever allow her to say, I can't. That's a cop-out, folks. That's a cop-out. Try. So I couldn't be a hypocrite in front of my own daughter. She kept me motivated when I would rather have laid down and quit life altogether. I knew I needed God in my life, and I needed to let God lead my life. But I was struggling so bad. But one day, I saw with clarity that I had been serving myself and my own carnal desires, worshiping material things and success. I knew one day I would stand before God and give an account of all the things I had done in my life, and at that point, I knew that it was definitely not going to be a good day when that day arrived, if I didn't change some things in my life. I would answer for the wife, the mother, the boss, the friend that I had been. I would answer for all of my actions, and then it hit me hard. My daughter was a witness to all of this, and what if she grew up to follow in my footsteps in certain areas of my life? Had I broke her before the future ahead of her was even there? I felt so ashamed, and I prayed that things I did do right outweighed the things that I had done wrong, and that she would be a witness to that as well. And I gave God to her, or I gave her to God, I mean, you know, and I said, God, please, please watch over her and protect her. And, you know, I just gave my daughter to God, and I gave my own life to God. And so I was not where I wanted to be, and I knew it. Over the coming weeks, months, and years, the Holy Spirit started to work me over, and instead of resisting, I purposefully willed myself to listen. And for the first time, I was finally seeing God really move in my life. I was noticing all the blessings, and I could honestly look back over my life and see where God had rescued me so many times. It was too numerous to even count, and I didn't even know it or realize it at that time that I had never once been walking alone. I was really moving toward giving God control over my life. I was moving toward actually trying to apply God's word to my life. My heart cried out so much in those days, out of sheer desperation. I had been following the ways of the world, but I wanted to do better. I wanted to be better. For myself, for God, for my daughter. Kara was worth it. I was worth it. God was worth it. I asked God to forgive me and change me. And today, friends, I'm asking you to do that very same thing. I'm asking you to step out and have faith and trust God with all of your being and to find that balance in your life. Give all your cares to God. Give up that self-induced stress and anxiety and tell Satan to pack his bags. For you and your house will serve the Lord. Amen. I am not perfect, but by any means, I struggle just like all of you. I am a work in progress, and God isn't done with me yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not done with me yet, and He is not done with you guys. Hallelujah. We are all a work in progress. God will be working on me and you for the rest of our life. If you are struggling with balance, why not give it to God? Try it God's way. I promise you won't regret it. You won't regret it. He is the way maker and the promise keeper. After all, folks, what can it hurt, right? Friends, remember that you are not what has happened to you. You are what you choose to become. And with that being said, let us go in closing prayer. And please repeat this after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I am not okay. I am not myself. I am drained. I am bone weary. I don't know what to do. I need balance in my life, in all areas of my life. I need insight and wisdom to make wise choices to gain that balance in my life. Oh, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. Please calm my mind, heal my heart, and take all the worries away. And all of God's children said, Amen. And Lord, just a little extra, thank you for letting me finish out my show today and bringing my voice back in for the very last half of the show. And I want to thank Shaziz for helping me out so much today. He's been such a blessing. And folks, it's like I always say, don't leave anybody behind, because you know what? We all need each other. We all need each other. I couldn't have done it without Shaziz today. This show would not have went on today without his help to get this show through. And so, folks, you just got to find that balance. You got to find the Lord in your life. And I just want to say God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me out there today. And I look forward to next week when we can all come back together. I love each and every one of you very much, and I want the best, the very best, God's best for each one of you. And I pray that you will take today's message serious, and that you will take a long, hard look at your life, and that you will examine your life, and that you will evaluate your life, and that you will ask yourself these hard questions. Where am I balanced? Where am I not balanced? Why? Why am I not balanced? What could I do differently? Folks, today is the day. Take this serious. Realize just how much you need God. And ask Him to reveal to you what is missing in your life and what you need to let go of today, right now. And so for now, you all, I will see you right here, same time, same place, next week. God bless you and protect over each and every one of you and your families this week. And now for the closing songs. And you won't want to go anywhere until you have heard both of these songs, because I believe and declare that they are going to be a blessing in your life today. And I believe and declare that each and every one of you out there today is going to come away from this message with something that you can take away for the week, and that you are going to work on finding that balance in your life. Amen. Amen. I love you.
Their time. You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all other people with burdens and pains keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Faith and love. suffers from being alone, wiping the tears from her eyes. And for the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands. Listen. No matter what comes my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in your hands.
Let's sing it together.
Listen. No matter what.
And don't you be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Troubles, they don't last always.
For there's a friend named Jesus.
For there's a friend named Jesus.
Who will wipe every tear.
Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Just lift those hands and
sing. Just lift your hands.
Come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
Oh, hallelujah. With Jesus, I can take this. I really love you, Jesus. With Him. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
The tests and trials,
they seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones,
and all your friends and loved ones,
they're nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to
remember,
be
remember,
found.
Remember, there is a friend.
Remember, there's a friend in Jesus.
Oh, I love Him, I love Him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know He will. And if
your heart.
This is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can make.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can make.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know
it. No matter what, you may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life.
Hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
With him, I know.
With him, I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah. Jesus, my life is in. Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say with me, I know I can.
I know that I can make.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what.
Hallelujah.
May come my way.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on and say it with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what.
Hallelujah.
Shout out.
I'm feeling all in my spirit right now. I'm feeling it.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what.
Thank you, Jesus.
May come my way.
Oh, hallelujah.
My life is in your
hands. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through.
My life is in your hands.
His grace and mercy. Go in front of me. We love you. I know we do.